On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join Claude and Joe Thomas as they share with us what it takes to become the professional lover.
Joe and I attended a marriage retreat that focused on the book Sacred Marriage by Gary Thomas. It asked the question, what if God designed marriage to make us holy, more so than happy? The idea that marriage might not be intended to make us happy flies in the face of the reason that most people get married.
I remember that, Claude. If couples get married expecting their husbands or wives to make them happy, that's a lot of pressure on human beings who will fail to come through all the time. It's even worse if the relationship has soured to the point that unhappiness prevails more than happiness.
Which takes us back to how God defines happy, as a state of spiritual assurance that we have His favor and salvation because we choose to obey how He's asked us to live and love. When we define happy that way, then we can choose to be happy, even when we don't feel happy.
And that's very important to keep in mind, Claude. Our text today from Proverbs 16:20 says, "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." When we choose to trust God's way rather than man's ways, God guarantees us lasting happiness.
For more information on becoming the professional lover, visit wjou.org.